Predominate. Some voices will be heard. It's all. Welcome to Zanzana. I have the pleasure tonight to have with me Guillermo Izquierdo from Angelus Apatrida. Hi, Guillermo.
Hey, what's up, Karim? Nice to meet you. Nice to be here. Thanks for your time. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us tonight. I put you here because tonight we're going to speak about this new album of Angelus Apatrida, and eighth album for about 20 years of the band. Let me tell you something. Excuse my English. Sometimes maybe I'm going to find my words, you know.
No, come on. It's perfect, and it's perfect for me. I'm not an expert speaking English, so yeah. It's more than perfect for me. Thank you.
Okay, so first thing, I have to say something. First thing, I'm ashamed. You know why? Because I didn't knew before Angelus Apatrida. I make Zanzana for almost 20 years. You know, it's a metal show in Tunisia because I'm in Tunisia, and I didn't knew Angelus Apatrida, and I knew it with this album, Never Late Than Never, isn't it?
yeah, of course. No, it's a pleasure, and I was so impressed that we got this request. You know, it's like, yeah. Because it's not how to say it, it's not normal to have request interviews from the regular countries, like the countries where it used to have interviews, like UK, Germany, France, United States, and of course Spain, because we're from here. Yeah. But I was so happy to attend this when we got the request, and it's like, fuck yes, and it says it's gonna be a live interview, so much better, of course. So yeah. So happy to be here with you.
So thank you very much. So and the second thing is, like, when I heard this album, I heard this song and other songs of the album, it was like a punch in the face, you know. It's wow, you did it all. You put all what it needs to have a great thrash album.
Thanks for the words. Really. Yeah, it's like, I mean, without thrash metal band, and this is what we want to do. When we're composing new music, we really want to express what is inside us, and what are our feelings. And since this album was composed during a global pandemic, especially during the worst months of the pandemic last year, there were a lot of bad emotions, bad feelings. And
and especially in Spain, because in Spain, yeah, it was
The first month was a hell. It was horrible. So yes, we went through a big, like a long time street quarantine. I mean, it was not allowed to go from home unless you were going to work or something like this. So yeah, it was very bad times. So yeah, it was like kind of a therapy doing this album, because we could express all the bad emotions and all the things and put it all together in 10 songs and make them sound super violent and aggressive, full of angriness. I mean, this was supposed to be a thrash metal album, in my opinion, especially this kind of music, thrash metal, heavy metal at all, but thrash metal in particular, this is how it's supposed to be, like not pretending to be angry, but being angry, like really angry, like you are. So yeah, it was perfect. And we learned a lot, because I wish not to pass through something like this again in the future, but we're learning how to make these sensations, these feelings happen again in the future. I mean, try to record the same violent way and impress that kind of emotions in the music in the next time. But of course, not in a pandemic, not in a global problem like this. But what? I'm very happy to for your words. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, really, really. And you know, I was thinking, I was listening to it also in my car, you know, and I was wondering, wow, this is the album that every Metallica fan is waiting from a long time ago. I think you should now write some music to Metallica for the new album, you know. It's a joke.
No, I'm gonna say the same. It's like I think that Metallica are not angry anymore. Maybe they are like they had problems with alcohol. Maybe I don't know, but they are not angry anymore. So this is why they are not releasing albums like this. But anyway, I still like what Metallica are releasing lately.
Yeah, what makes you angry, Guillermo?
Well, I think the global situation. Since our very beginning, we like to write about the things surrounding us, and our lyrics are full of messages. There are a lot of social issues. We're very criticizing the system we're living in, and of course, not only the pandemic itself brought a lot of problems, like health problems, but a lot of political and social problems at the same time in the whole world. Not only in Spain, but in the rest of the world. We could see it last year in the United States, for example, as well. So all that kind of things influenced us a lot, not only for writing the music, but for recording it, like in a, like behind really pissed off. You know, I remember the days we were in the studio, you know, when you were in the studio alone, and recording, there are a lot of things happening in your mind, and you're remembering a lot of things. And I remember being very angry and singing more angry like this. So, yeah, especially the things surrounding you. It's what makes you feel like this.
Yeah. Before speaking with it, about this album, what came first, in fact, the riffs, the melody, the melody, the chords, the lyrics.
Normally, the music. The music comes first in our case. I think it's for us is easier to put lyrics to music than doing it backwards. We did it in the past sometimes, but in my case, I prefer to write the lyrics once the music is done. So yeah, normally we start with some riff. It could be even the smallest one, like the less important riff that you get. But from this riff, you can build a whole song around it. And after that, then you start to move things, and then you think about the lyrics and the vocals, maybe how they can fit. But mainly they start with a small riff and. With this, we just compose the whole song and make the rest of the song, including the lyrics. But normally, lyrics are the last thing to come.
Let's say hi to Benjamin. He's here. Hi, good evening. Hi, Benjamin. thank you for being with us. But when you begin with music, and you say that this album, Angelus Apatrida, is about angriness. How can you be angry on composing music and after putting the voice and putting the lyrics? How can you be angry on playing the music before that you are angry in your mind with the lyrics that you are going to sing?
It's not being angry, it's trying to release the angriness. You know, it's trying to release the bad emotions. So it's a good thing. It's as I told you before, it's kind of therapy. It's a way to release the bad things. And of course, it makes you angry. It's like, I don't know, imagine the situation that you are in a like in a dead end in your mind, and then you start to cry because you are about to explode. It's something like this. And this is a very good thing, in my opinion. So, but the thing is, like, when I was singing those lyrics, I was just, many images came back to my mind. So it made me feel angry and sad at the same time. And I think it's very important, because it's the first time that myself, I can even feel myself like this every time I listen to the new songs nowadays. I can feel that angriness and I can feel that sadness, you know. So, and I think it's very good, because music is art, and art is the way to express yourself, express your emotions, express what is inside your heart. And I think it was very good for doing this. This is why I told you before that I need to improve this, and I need to learn how to do this without being angry, you know. Like, try to, I don't know how to explain it in English properly, but try to not pretend to be angry, but try to impress that kind of energy. That was the word. That kind of extra energy in the vocals when recording. I didn't do this before in the past. I wasn't able for doing this. I was singing and doing my vocals in my things, but I never felt like this. So I need to put this again, because the final result is perfect and I love it.
Yeah. Benjamin, always love this live stream. They are great. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Benjamin. Guillermo, all the songs have this energy of thrash music that maybe sometimes go to Megadeth, to Metallica, to Pantera. It's for me, it's a perfect 2021 thrash album. You know, songs like Indoctrinate, or maybe We Stand Alone. This song is so wow. It's how came this this energy, this feeling? Where did it came? The ideas of riffs, because there's two questions in one. That first question is, where did they came? Did you listen to other music? And second thing is, having inspiration after 20 years, after 7 albums, this is the 8th, and renew yourself and giving a new idea. So what was the magical potion?
Yeah, I would say again that it was the pandemic itself, maybe, that we have enough time for writing the music, producing it, and thinking about what we were going to do. Actually, this is the first time that we're working with different people in the recording and mixing and mastering the album, and I think it gave an extra point for the more fresh and new sound in the band. But nothing changed. I mean, the influences were the same. This time, actually, when I was composing the music, and I think that David did it as well, I prefer not to listen to metal music. When I'm composing, I prefer to listen to other different music, like rap music, pop, 50s, rock and roll, completely different things, in order not to get influenced by other fresh bands, because I already got a lot of influence since I'm listening heavy metal music since I'm 8 years old. So yeah, I got everything here, and I prefer not to listen to other music when I'm writing new music, and so I did it. So I did it this time, and so yeah, of course, the main influences that we got, like Pantera, Megadeth, Testament, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, everything is there, and always will be, because it's, they are our main influences, and I mean it could be a stupid to deny them. I mean, it's normal, and we love it. We love that sometimes this Pantera vibe comes from here, and then you can listen to this part that reminds you to this band or whatever. It's like, of course, this is the way we learn how to play and how to compose music. So it's cool. But I would say that it was the pandemic itself that made this sound like new. As you say, it's already 7 albums, and every time it gets more and more difficult to write music and write lyrics.
Yeah,
especially lyrics, because English is not my native language, as you can see. But it takes.
Not me.
But at the same time, I feel comfortable writing in English, and I get a lot of help from American friends, and I feel very comfortable with this. But this time is the first time for a long time that we feel like a new beginning, like that we have different open new gates for composing new music. It is also because we just we changed the tuning. We went half a step down for the first time, and now the new riffs, everything starts to sound newer and more fresh than ever. So yeah, it's like, you know, it's when you open a door and like a lot of new things comes to you, and it's like, wow. In the beginning, when we were writing the album, we felt that maybe we will have a lot of problems because you can't repeat yourself. Of course, you cannot do things that they are already done, and it's like, it's very difficult, especially when you got already 6 albums. So this time it was like a new beginning. It was, let's say, easy to write this new album. So. Yeah, I just can't wait for the next one, because we already got new ideas, we already got new riffs, and it's like I feel myself like ready to write a new album.
Another thing about Angelo Sapatrida is the fidelity of the members. You are the same members from 20 years now.
For us, it's the normal thing, you know. It's like, I think that the most important thing for this is there's no egos, there's no leadership here. This is a very democratic band. Everybody has the same importance that the rest. We're just 25% of the band. So this is like a mastermind. We work like mastermen. We know each other for more than 20 years. Victor and David, for example, they were one of the first friends I got when I was a kid that started to share music and talk about music, because my friends at school, most of them, they were not interested in heavy metal, but I was already listening to heavy metal, and I was already wearing long hair when I was 10, 11 years old. So, and the bass player, Jose, is my blood brother. So, and he was together with my other brother, they were who introduced me into heavy metal. So it's like, it was so easy when we got the chance to play together when we were kids. It was so easy to fit, and we all grew up together. So musically, it's perfect, because it's like clockwork. This is why we call clockwork our third album. And we feel like this. It's like, I cannot imagine doing this with other people. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but from now, it would be weird to work with other people than my friends, my bandmates. At the same time, I think it's very important to keep distance between tours, because we spend a long time touring, especially when you're touring other regions like Europe or America or Asia, that you spend like 30, 40 days together. And we live in different cities, so when we come back after a tour, it's very good that we're separated. It's like, okay, I don't want to know nothing about anybody for 2-3 weeks. So it's quite good. I think it's healthy for the men. But at the same time, I know that there are bands that there are changing members from time to time, and it's even healthy for the bands. But in our case, this is the way we like this. This is our life. I mean, we're playing in this band for more than half of our lives. So it's like, I cannot imagine doing this with other people.
Yeah, as far as you are equilibrate between a real democracy, because, you know, you told me about your blood brother. You know, there's other bands with brother that didn't work very good. Oh, yes, okay, there was the Kinks with Ray Davies and his brothers, but there was Oasis with Gallagher's brothers, and that wasn't very matching, you know.
Scorpions as well. Yeah, no, but yeah. The example, when, as you say, like Oasis, like I think that they both got a huge problem with egos.
So, yeah, ego.
This is not happening in our environment. In our case, our family educated us like in a very in a proper way, like in a democratic way. In we love each other. I mean, we're friends. Before brothers, we're best friends. My brother was the one who introduced me to heavy metal. So it's like playing with him and sharing this life with him, for me is a privilege. It's the same with Victor and David. For me, it's a privilege doing this with them. So yeah, of course, there's no problem at all, because before brothers, we are friends, of course, and there's nothing else, and there's nothing more important than friends and family.
Yeah, of course. Tell me, you told me about, let's speak about guitar, because you told me about the halving down the keys of your guitar. So how did this came? You saw it, you heard it. How did this came, this change of technique?
Well, it was we're playing in sharp D form almost 20 years, and it was like, I don't know. I think it was just behind board during the pandemic, the first month. That, yeah, I mean, of course, every musician, we got a lot of guitars and we got different tuning guitars because we like to play other songs and other styles, of course. But it happened that one day we just started to play the new riffs. But I think actually it was by accident. Playing with another guitar, you know, with not the guitar that tuned in sharp D, but in D standard, and suddenly everything started to sound like deeper, with more energy, bigger, and it was like wow, what's happening here? And it was like, oh yeah, of course, this is not the tuning. So it was like, and I told David, hey, David, I'm playing this with D. It's like, try it and let me know what do you think about it. He was like, wow, sounds perfect. It was like, oh, okay, why not? Let's do it like this. Let's do it. It's a small change, but we can do it. And yeah, of course, I think it was for the better.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, a big invention comes like this. Accidentally. Yeah. Like penicillin.
It was nothing planned. I mean, I remember that sometimes we talked about this, and in the past we already recorded a couple of songs in different tuning, but it was nothing planned, like nothing to do in the future. It was it came like by accident, almost by accident.
Yeah. Angelo Zapatrida. So let's remember the most important thing: this album. With the same name, Angelo Zapatrida, from February 5th, you can buy it. You have to buy it, because I tell you, this album is very amazing for all the people that love thrash metal. It's wow. And, you know, all the songs are going on a big BPM, and no love song on the album, no melody, no ballads, nothing. Angry from A to Z.
Yeah, there was no time for that. I mean, and there's no problem with this. I mean, we already made a ballad in the previous album, in Cabaret de la Guillotine. And I think that music, in our case, music comes, as I told you before, from the mm-hmm. deep heart. It's not what you pretend to sound, and it's not what you pretend to play. In our case, it's what's in our mind in that moment, what's in our heart in that moment. And I would say that 95% of the songs that we compose, the main riffs and the main structure of the song are composed like this. You know, it's like it could take like weeks, even months for finishing a song, but the main thing, it could be composed in 5 minutes. Like the first thing that comes to your mind, this is what it stays, and that's all. Because if you start to change and change and change, most probably you will just ruin everything. But this is the way we did it always, and I think it's the way we're gonna do in the future. But of course, this time I think due to the situation and due to the what we were feeling last year, it was time for doing like fast, violent, and aggressive thrash metal album, and it was not planned at all. But like it was not planned in the past to compose a ballad song. It just came like this, and I don't know what's gonna happen in the future. But I think this is a very interesting thing in bands, that they don't try to copy itself. I mean, we could try to repeat the formula of the songs that we know that that they were better than other ones, but no, we prefer to like starting over, like we're recording the first album like this, and we prefer to do it like this. And yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the next one, but this time it's time for violence. It's time for fast song, and for the speed, and for angriness, and for a lot of groove.
Yeah. I was thinking now, you know, Spain, it's like Tunisia, it's a sunny, where are you in Spain? Madrid, Barcelona, or?
No, I live in Albacete. It's a small town.
Albacete.
Yeah, in the southeast. It's near Murcia, Alicante.
Yeah. So it's a sunny place, you know, it's just, and when it's sunny, there's joy and, okay. But how did you came to metal to make a, now the actual real question is, why Spain doesn't have very big metal bands like you? What makes the difference? You were the first, maybe, I don't know if it's the unique band that it's who signed a major like Century Records, and you are the Spanish metal band, you know. Where are the others? What's happening of the metal scene in Spain?
We do have a huge metal scene. Spain, I would say that Spain nowadays is one of the countries with one of the best metal scenes in the whole world. The thing is, like, the most popular Spanish bands, they all sing in Spanish, and it's very difficult for them to be famous
worldwide.
Outside of Spain, but they are huge here, and they are huge in Latin America as well, from Mexico to Chile. It's we got a lot in the 80s. I mean, we got since Ángeles del Infierno, Obús, Barón Rojo, more contemporary bands like Saratoga, Warcry, of course, Mago de Oz. Maybe they are not playing heavy metal like in the early days, but yeah, of course, they are huge and much bigger than Angelus Epatria in Spain, of course. We are a big band in Spain, but we're not that big that they are, for example, because but they all sing in Spanish, and I think this is the main thing for the rest of the world, non-Spanish speaking, to wonder what's going on in this country. So yes, and we got like I would say, I don't know, maybe 14, 15, maybe 20 major festivals every year in Spain. Every band loves to come to play in Spain because it's the audience, the crowd is incredible. It's amazing. And in my case, I mean, it is not because I'm from here, but I think I agree that the Spanish metal scene is one of the best in the world nowadays. But yes, you're right. Maybe Angelus Epatria is the first band to go internationally like this, like start. I think that we are the first band that signed to a label like Century Media Records, and then started working worldwide, like start touring properly, like long tours, playing everywhere, not going for a show or two shows to America or Asia, just doing a proper tour like this. I think that we were the first band doing this, breaking like small barriers in this. But nowadays, there are a lot of other bands doing that kind of things as well, and we're super proud about this. Like, we're very proud that we like broke this small chains of the international community for Spanish bands, and very happy about this. So yeah, please, everybody just check Spanish bands, like for example, Tundra. They can check Crisix, for example. They can check Sociedad Alcohólica. They are actually, this is my favorite Spanish band. It's a metal hardcore band, and they started in the 80s, and they are like a bomb on a show. They are incredible. They're my favorite Spanish band, actually. So yeah, I really would like to invite everybody to discover the Spanish metal scene.
So maybe the next album, you can make like Moonspell did, that they sang in Portuguese. I think maybe Sabaton now is making an album in German, because the song that was released today was in German. So maybe next Angelus Apatrida metal album will be in Spanish, maybe. Why not? Because now are international.
It's not because of that. And actually, it's one thing that Century Media is always asking us, like making a song or two in Spanish. Now, the main reason that we're not singing in Spanish is because since we are kids, all our main influences are bands singing in English. So when you are a kid and you want to make your own band, you just want to play your favorite bands. So this is why we started singing in English. But at the same time, I think that the Spanish language is more complicated for writing. I think it's English is more musical language. And for a person like me, that I don't consider myself like a good writer, I think it's good enough writing in English. I think I should improve a lot and learn much more to write proper lyrics in Spanish. And I would like to do that. I really would like to record one or two songs in Spanish, who knows? But yeah, it's definitely something that I want to make in the future. But it's not a matter of being more or less international. It's a matter that I think that Spanish language for music is more complicated, and I really admire the Spanish band which are able to transmit and to write that kind of art in Spanish, because I am not able for doing this. I don't see myself writing like this. I need to improve myself a lot.
Yeah, now I remember that even Opeth made an album in the same album, a song in Swedish and a song in English.
Definitely, I need to do this because you find the point of doing this in Spanish is super beautiful. I mean, a Spanish language. This band sings in Spanish, and one of my favorite songs are in Spanish, because it's of course it's my native language, and if you were able to connect in the language, express what you want to say in your own language in a beautiful way, it's wonderful. But so far, I'm not able for doing this. But I will try.
Just remember that you just discovered by accident how it can sound like when you down half tone. So maybe one day you will have some Spanish lyrics and wow, I can do that.
I will try to make it happen. Of course, I will try to improve myself. For this, I need to read more, because lately I'm not reading books. I need to read much more, and I will try to.
In Spanish, yeah.
I will try to. Yeah.
So tell me, I told you about Tunisia. Do you know Tunisian bands? Bands from Tunisia, metal bands from Tunisia. I don't hear. Oh, it's now. It's okay.
No. Yeah, no, I was saying that. No, I'm so sorry. I know that I watched this documentary called Global Metal, but I don't remember if there were any band from Tunisia. But no, of course not. And I would love you to recommend me some bands.
Okay, so first thing, when you have some time, you go to Zanzana channel on YouTube, and there's a playlist of Tunisian metal bands. And there's a lot of bands. Maybe you know Mirat, because they're making oriental metal. You will very love Cartagots and maybe Znus, because there's a Tunisian band whose name is Znus that remind me a lot of your music, this this rage, this angriness, you know. And yeah, so I invite you to go to...
Definitely, I will do, of course. Yeah, it's so interesting knowing this. And of course, nowadays, with all the globalization and all the information that we got from everywhere, social media, Spotify, everywhere, it's like, I'm pretty sure that we're missing a lot of incredible bands all over the world, and especially from countries that like in Spain, we're not expecting to discover new bands. So yeah, definitely we'll check them out.
Yeah, and did you come to Tunisia even on holiday one day?
I would love to, but I've never been there. I only been in Morocco and, of course, yeah, in Ceuta, in the Spanish city of Africa. But no, of course, I wish we could do it in the future, of course. If we can play, it would be much better. But if not, going on holidays would be great.
Yeah, it would be great that you came here, because in Tunisia, you know, they really love thrash metal, and I think they'll go rough in front of Angelus Apatrida with all your music. Yeah, it would be great. Thank you very much, Guillermo. I don't want to take much of your time, because it was thank you, déjà. Thank you for letting us make it this interview, and I don't know what can you say to your fans.
Now, first of all, I want to thank you for your time and for doing this interview. It's as I told you before, I was really expecting this, and like I was so surprised that we got an interview with you, and it's I'm really happy that we did this, and definitely I would take the bands you said. And for all the new fans, and until we can meet in the future, maybe we can go to Tunisia. We just invite everybody to follow and join our social media and Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, so we can keep in touch with each other. And just I really hope that you enjoy the album. And if you didn't know about Angelus Apatrida before, I really hope that you like the band and enjoy the music. And that's all. So it's like very thankful for your time and expecting going back to work as soon as possible with the tours.
Yeah, I think I saw that you have a concert on March 20.
Yeah, in 20 days, in 17 days, actually, yes. It's going to be the first show of 2021. And yeah, it's going to be a social distancing show, you know, with people separated, they are sitting with a mask and stuff, but at least we can go back to work, because this is our full-time job and we're really suffering the consequences of the pandemic economically with our small company. So yeah, this is like small fresh air for all this situation. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but from now we got this this new show in Madrid. Let's see what happened. It's going to be great, I think. It's going to be sold out soon. So, yeah, just can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Social distance and people sitting for listening to thrash metal. Yeah, good luck. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. We did a show like this last year in Barcelona in summer, and it was not that bad. It's definitely is much better than playing just in front of the camera for doing a streaming show. So yeah, I prefer at least to have sitting people there.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? You're going to link them on the shirt, because when you, I don't imagine myself listening to your music and seeing this. Oh, okay, very nice.
Yeah. It's going to be great, but at least it's a way to start working.
Okay, I think this, it's going to be very interesting, you know, your music, and it's going to give a lot of hope, maybe, to all the business, the metal business. So it can prove that it's possible to do it, even with pandemic, even with Corona, you know.
Yeah, this is what we are trying to show, especially to the government and the authorities, because nobody was able to help us, to help the music, to help the culture. We are the only sector, we are the only part of the business that can't work. The cultural part of this is terrible, because we don't have help. We have any help from the government. So it's most of the bands like us and a lot of business like us are reaching the point of no return, like getting a bad situation. Like, yeah. So yeah, this is a small fresh air for this, and to let them know that yeah, we can still doing this even with a pandemic. So yeah, someone needs to sit down and take solutions for more than 1 million people that we live directly from live music. So yeah, in the end, we don't expect nothing from them, because they never helped us and they will never help. So at the end, it's just a matter of us, of the musicians, of the technicians, for the people of the live culture, to save ourselves and help each other. It's the only way we will be able to survive this.
It's all over the world, you know, even in Tunisia and all over the world is the same. No, it's the same situation. Look who's here.
Oh, hey, my brother. You're late, Jose. You're late.
Hola, Jose. Okay. Look who's here, Davish Alvarez.
Oh, but now all the band.
Oh, yeah. All the band is here.
Hey, Davish. ¿Qué pasa, bro?
Okay, thank you very much for being with us, and hope to see you one day in Tunisia, or maybe one day in Spain, or all of the world, you know. Thank you very much, Guillermo,
thanks for your time, and we just keep in touch. Of course, just keep an eye on our socials, because we're always doing things there, and I don't know if we're gonna do like a streaming show, but maybe we will do a streaming show in the future. So you can just tune in from Tunisia, from all over the world. And yeah, see you soon in the future. Thanks again, Karim. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Guillermo.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.